This is Madeline's one-minute radio show for October 2008. How did the piano help Alexander Graham Bell? At a very young age, Alex's mother, Eliza Bell, who was deaf, taught him the piano. From studying the piano with her, he gained a keen sense of pitch. Later, he studied piano with Signor Bertini, learning more about resonance, tone, pitch, and other fundamentals about music. His father refined his son's sense of pitch by teaching him visible speech, the phonetic alphabet consisting of 34 symbols. Each symbol represented a way to use the tongue, lips, and voice to produce a sound. As Alec matured, he displayed a flexible, expressive, and resonant speaking voice. He used his impressive vocal instrument to communicate with his deaf mother by speaking in low, sonorous tones very close to her forehead. Young Alec surmised that his mother would be able to hear him through the vibrations his vocal intonations would make. This early insight proved significant as Alexander Graham Bell went on to develop more elaborate theories regarding the characteristics of sound waves. It led to Bell's opinion that the deaf could be assimilated into a world of sound. On a visit to London with his father, Alex saw a demonstration of Sir Charles Wheatonstone's speaking machine. After returning to Edinburgh, his father, Melville Bell Sr., challenged Alec and his older brother to come up with their very own model. Working out of their home, they created a machine that consisted of a nose, throat, mouth, maneuverable tongue, and bellow lungs. Their contraption produced human-like sounds and inspired Alec to go a step further in manipulating the mouth and vocal cords of his Skye Terrier so that the dog's growls were actually heard as words. When Alec was 16, he was already teaching elocution and music at a boys' boarding school. He and his brothers, Melville and Edward, traveled all over Scotland, giving demonstrations of their father's visible speech techniques to large, enthusiastic audiences. He continued studying at the University of London. Alex decided to study Hermann von Helmholtz's theory on the sensations of tone, declaring that vowel sounds could be produced by a combination of electrical, tuning forks, and resonators. Bell had to translate the German into English to read Helmholtz's thesis, but found his translation was incorrect, and therefore his error was something different than what he'd actually written. Alex interpreted von Helmholtz's finding as stating that vowel sounds could be transmitted over a wire. Later, he said of this misunderstanding, this is a quote, "It gave me confidence. If I had been able to read German, I might never have begun my experiments with electricity." He said it was a very valuable blunder. Often, he would play piano in the evenings, and his wife Mabel, though deaf, would sing along. She could feel the vibrations of the songs and the rhythm by putting her hand on the piano.